Tuesday, morning. Dear piece of paper, it's snowing today. I think I need to build another furnace. Are there any better ways to stay warm besides fire? Sometimes I worry because I live in a wood house. Well, if it burns down, I'll roast some marshmallows and then rebuild. There are still plenty of spruce trees. Except I forgot I don't have marshmallows. I'm not going to tell you about the bed today. Instead, I'm going to tell you something about me. It will connect together, I promise. Or do I? Papers also don't know about promises. The thing about me is that I love animals. I really love animals. In fact, I like them much more than I like people. Unfortunately, there aren't too many animals in this biome either. I was lucky to find those brown sheep. And the one time I saw a cow, I didn't have a bucket for milk, so I just let him wander away. Why didn't I stab the cow and cook the steak? I have a sword, but it's only for protection against hostile mobs. It's not for killing animals. I love animals, as I already told you, so of course I never hurt them. This leads me to another thing. I'm a vegetarian. Maybe that's obvious because if I don't kill animals, then of course I can't eat animal meat. It does make surviving a bit more challenging, though. I pulled up some grass when I first arrived, back when my house was only a hole, because the spiky green tufts were disturbing the fresh blanket of snow. Why do we say that? Blanket of snow. If snow acted like a blanket, I would have been a lot warmer. So I pulled up some small weeds from the not blanket of freezing fluffy water crystals, and some seeds came too. I knew I should plant them immediately because wheat takes a few days to grow. But first I had to make a hoe, and in order to make a hoe, I needed a crafting table. And in order to make a crafting table, I needed wood planks. And in order to get wood planks, I needed to stop picking grass and start karate chopping some trees. I did all of those things, but by the time I could finally plant the seeds, it was getting dark. I hadn't eaten anything all day, but at least I would have wheat for making bread in a while. That night I didn't sleep, just hid in my hole and watched the stars slowly pass over my head. I left a one-block-sized opening in my hole for that, not big enough for mobs to get in, but enough so that I could see the stars and know when it would be morning. As I already told you with my windows, knowing when it's day and when it's night is very important here. Day means safety, when the only thing that can really hurt you is your empty stomach, or, you know, falling off a cliff. But this place comes alive at night, crawling with spiders, skeletons, zombies, and the worst, creepers. If you want to survive the night, you stay inside, or at least in your rabbit hole with one tiny opening. Oh my, the sun just came out, and it's the middle of the sky. I need to dig for some coal and stone if I want to have two furnaces burning tonight. Bye, Alex.